Hello, I'm Nathan Skeeter here for your weekly installment of Real Film Reviews. Today, we're reviewing Chief Wamako, the latest big-budget film from Galactic Pictures. This new film, starring Adam Sandler, is meant to jumpstart a new blockbuster franchise. However, the movie execs will likely produce a trail of tears when they hear what critics think of the film. The movie follows the life and times of Chief Wamako, a man who is an offensive walking stereotype. The "you don't fuck with the Chief" film franchise, which this movie attempts to emulate, are examples of fun, family-friendly films. Wamako, on the other hand, is vile filth that no one should be subjected to. The film is packed to the brim with offensive scenes with no rational purpose or conceivable relation to the plot. Examples of such scenes include Wamako defecating on the White House steps, a character putting ketchup on macaroni and cheese, and Brutus the Buffalo opening a casino on reservation land. Not only did the offensive scenes make no sense, but the movie itself was just plain bad. The pacing was poor, and no character besides Wamako and his alcoholic Buffalo sidekick Brutus receives any real development. The women of the film had no real role and were reduced to eye candy or played for laughs, such as when Nola shacks up with Brutus the Buffalo. Calling this film offensive is an understatement. Sure, other films, such as You Don't Fuck with the Chief, have gratuitous violence and language. However, any parent who allows their child to see this Chief Wamako film should be scalped. To give you an idea of how tasteless this film is, let me share an anecdote from the critic's screening I attended. A gentleman of Native American descent was in the cinema and was clearly enraged by the content of the film and promptly shot himself before the screening ended. So for my final grade for Chief Wamako, I give it an F, and I list it as an early frontrunner for the worst picture of 2016, likely 2017 as well, and if I were a betting man, it could be the worst film of the decade. This film is abysmal, and it is possible that viewing it will in fact make you a worse person than you already are. Hello? Mr. Bulmore? From Galactic Pictures? How much? Okay. Ahem. Actually, after a second viewing of Chief Wamako, the best qualities of the film shined through, and Adam Sandler put on one hell of a performance. I give it an A+. It is worth spending your money on this film.